from it going up.
Yeah.
Because a boy ran down the centre of Broad Acres, where I lived, and shouted, "The comet's going up, the comet's going up." And all the children in the road ran indoors and told their parents or anybody, their brothers and sisters, and suddenly all the children came out from various houses and ran down Broad Acres to Manor Road to watch, to overlook, that overlooked the runway. And as we watched, the comet taxied along the runway towards us as we were standing there. He left, actually left the runway and came a bit onto the grass. And way, I can remember Cat's Eyes Cunningham waving to us from the cockpit. And we were all cheering and waving back. And then he turned the comet round to face the runway again. And then it slowly taxied back onto the hard runway and revved the engines. But what we were not prepared for was the blast of four jet engines. Not very far away from where we were standing. And I remember the heat of it all and how we were all sort of then trying to hide behind this hedge so that we didn't get the full blast of the engines. But he taxied on to the runway, which was a safer distance away, and then we watched him take off. And everybody, can you imagine, clapped and cheered, and we waited. It was gone for about... Again, I was 12, so it's hard to assess time, but it seemed to be about an hour, and watched him come back in to land. So that is really firmly imprinted in my mind. It was quite an occasion.
Yeah, it was.
Yes,
a historic occasion.
It was. It really was a historic occasion. And it's lovely to have that memory.
Yeah.
And the chance to repeat it to anybody that would remember or still be interested. So thank you for that.